You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported last October that 11 Michigan GOP legislators used the independent state legislature theory to challenge two Michigan ballot questions expanding voting rights. A federal judge dismissed their case April 10th. You'll remember that the fringe ISL theory was used in a North Carolina case last year, with the state legislature arguing in Moore v. Harper that it alone had the U.S. constitutional authority to make election law. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected that argument. In 2018, Michigan voters approved voting rights citizen ballot initiatives which established automatic voter registration, no-excuse absentee voting, and same-day voter registration. In 2022, voters approved another voting rights amendment which allowed drop boxes, established 9 days of early voting, and a permanent absentee list, among several democracy reforms. They passed with approvals of 60% and 67%. 11 Michigan GOP senators and representatives objected, arguing that they had the U.S. constitutional right to cast a vote on such election laws and were harmed by the ballot initiatives. Judge Jane Beckering did not rule on the validity of the ISL theory, but did concur with the state's argument that the plaintiffs had no standing to bring the case. The case was dismissed, but ISL may still not be dead. We have links to more in the case and why the ISL theory is dangerous at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.